It's Sunday, March 3rd, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And joining us now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And while the cat's away, the mice will play, right?
Sure.
Woohoo. We've lost Kyle, so we'll do something ridiculous and talk about Archaeology Month.
Ooh.
How's that for?
Sounds crazy.
How's that for? Over the top.
Over the top.
Off the wall. I talked to the gentleman who is, let me find what his title is, Coordinator of Computer Services, GIS, and Archaeogeophysics.
Okay.
At the Arkansas Archaeological Survey, because March is Archaeology Month.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Jamie Lockhart, and he's the guy that uses cool tools like ground-penetrating radar.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds cool.
Which he says looks a lot like when you're doing it, it looks like the crime scene shows on TV. You walk along, you look under the ground. But he's looking under the ground at a place called Carden Bottoms, which is down by Dardanelle.
Okay.
It was kind of a crossroads for Native American cultures and for some European contact during the period that archaeologists call contact. And so by doing things like the ground penetrating radar, he can figure out where everything is down to like centimeters.
Oh, wow.
And then the archaeologists can go in and dig in the traditional curse of the mummy fashion. Except that they don't have, if they don't want to, they don't have to dig everywhere because they know that this silhouette is a house.
Okay.
So he can see the pattern of the village too. And it's just really fascinating.
So just a gigantic x-ray.
Yeah.
Of what's going on underneath us.
And this place came to notice in the 20s and 30s because the farmers down there were having a hard time. It was a bad time in our history. And they found out that they could dig and find these pots that were made like by Caddo Indians in the Mississippian period. And they could sell them. So a lot of it's already been torn up, but they're finding really interesting new things, finding like trade beads that prove European contact. Really, really interesting. This will be going on for a long time, but he will be speaking as part of Archaeology Month on March 12th at 7 o'clock at the Arkansas Archaeological Survey Office in Fayetteville. It's free. Some other things going on this month. Devil's Den will be doing a guided pioneer home site hike at 10 o'clock on March 9th. They say it's a strenuous 3-mile hike. I'm right out.
Well, it's good to know that ahead of time instead of getting there and, you know, being surprised.
Hobbs State Park will be doing an archaeology boat tour at 1 o'clock today.
A boat tour?
That interests me.
Yeah.
Leaving from Rocky Branch Marina, just like the Eagle Tours, not Eel Tours.
Hmm.
They'll have a park interpreter who will talk about archaeological sites around Beaver Lake. It's $10 a person. Call for reservation, 789-5000. The Shiloh Museum of Ozark History will have a program on the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust at noon, March 13th. And, of course, they have their exhibit up from the University Museum, Archaeopteryx to Zappos.
I'm sorry, what?
Archaeopteryx to Zappos. She just wanted to see if I could do it again. It's up from 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday all month. And the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith will have a talk on multi-sensor remote sensing and mapping at the Spiro Mounds. And that will be happening on March 7th. You can call Mary Quass at 575-6549 to find out more.
Excellent. So plenty of ways to celebrate Archaeology Month.
And if you're looking for fun tonight, Yonder Mountain String Band's in town.
Oh.
Where are they?
They are at George's at 9 o'clock, and it's $22.50. Really? Yonder Mountain String Band.
Yeah.
It's a bargain. Go have a good time.
All right. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.